You're listening to the show about Paladin and Out. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Hi, Alex. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good. I finished my recap.
Yay!
Ooh, I'd love to hear it.
Me too.
Should we do it? Is it? Are you
do
just
it,
saying
Rockapella?
It?
There's
I'm just saying recorded. It. Yeah,
okay,
no,
I wanted
singing
to make sure
it.
I wasn't missing something.
There's no singing or perform. There's no it's just words.
Cool.
Is my grapefruit
awesome.
Too loud? Actually, am I like slurping into the microphone?
No, not at all. And I am
the only reason I know you have it is your spoon.
That is a great title for Abby's memoir.
Is
my
grapefruit
too loud? That's amazing.
Or Abby's sex tape.
Woo!
I'm scandalized.
Me too.
I'm scandalized on Abby's behalf.
Yeah, that's her next OK Cupid name.
Is my grapefruit too loud?
Mm-hmm. Or just loud grapefruit?
ISMYGRAPEFRUIT.
The number two.
Is my grapefruit.
Is it?
Two L. Is my grapefruit two L?
So it doesn't really fit under the rules of the OKCupid username, which no longer exists.
Yeah, it's no longer here.
Damn it! The joke just doesn't work, unlike all the other ones.
You're pretty quiet. Is your mic on?
Me?
Or do I just
it's
need
right
to...
here.
Oh.
Is that better? Is that
yes,
better?
Better.
Put your mouth
I have
by
to put
the
it right here.
La. Now your grapefruit is just
la,
right.
La, la, la.
How does everybody
so
sound?
Delicious.
Sound editor? You
talk,
were talking about talk, doing that,
talk,
and then
talk,
I
talk,
was joking about me being an,
talk,
a magic
talk,
second
talk,
placer.
Talk.
Alex, say something.
Hello, something, 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 something.
Yay.
He sounds good.
Yep. And
I do sound good.
Adam, I think, sounds
Adam.
Great.
Great.
Sounds great.
I sound great?
Great.
All right, so where's my soundboard? Here it is. I didn't even have to play it. Abby, do the stone open, tomb open sound.
Isn't that what it sounds like? All right, I was
I
a little
so.
Off.
It sounds like when I viewed what I pictured an animated version of that sound where the stone first came out of your mouth and then it slid.
Amazing. Yeah. It's very Monty Python-y.
Do Abby, do Adam saying pee.
Pee!
Pee!
I can do impressions.
Pee!
Now here's mm-hmm. me making the wrestling noise. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
it was so loud that it disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
all right, let's see. I think there's I wanted you to imitate the sound of me stuttering and saying yes a bunch of times.
Oh, I wish I could. It's really isn't that kind of like the way it goes?
Let's hear it.
I can't replicate it.
I hear it's quite off-putting when you cross the line, but
it's quite off-putting.
I love
oh,
that
so,
so much.
Like I also love so much that I edited it out, sent it to you, and then like it's in the podcast, so like people know that I edited it
uh-huh.
out.
Yeah.
Oh
I love
my
it.
God.
That's my inner beast right there. That sound.
Your inner beast.
Inner beast.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's from a Nick Offerman thing because Nick Offerman is making his viral rounds lately because somebody, you know that what's the it's like a quiz. What is it? BuzzFeed or something where they do the Google
it's like Variety
complete,
Fair. Or
it's
something.
Like a Google complete question and answer.
It's an
with
interview
celebrities,
with celebrities,
and they peel off okay. a thing, and it's like a
Google
search
about
the
them.
Celebrity. And a bunch of people have said, "What's Nick Offerman's spirit animal?" And he said, "I believe that's not a cool phrase to say anymore. I prefer
cultural because appropriation, of cultural, yeah. Native American.
And he said, so what we should say now is inner beast. And then they ask him what his inner beast is. And he says, my inner beast is Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I was like,
amazing. Yes! I love like, that.
You know what's funny is that I heard that the one of the alternatives to Spirit Animal at first was
Patronus.
Patronus, yeah, not Horcrux.
That's what I was about to say.
Now that's problematic too.
I was just about to say that.
That's crazy.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I mean, I knew that Rowling often puts her foot in it, her foot in her mouth, but I hadn't seen this.
She is doubled, quadrupled down on her trans exclusionary bullshit.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
And then the shofar thing is because a lot of people say there's a lot of anti-Semitism baked into her.
The whole thing with the goblins is very.
Right,
like,
right.
It sucks. Makes sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
Oh, it makes sense.
Did you want to recap? Did you want to?
Oh, yeah. Yay. I played the sound, and then Abby...
I screwed it up.
It was my fault. You were my marionette puppet, and I was making you make noises.
But so who's doing the recap this week?
Oh, it's me, isn't it? It's my turn.
I miss your recaps, Beth.
Oh, well,
actually,
sorry.
Yes. You do have nice recaps, but we understand. Recaps,
sorry.
Please?
No.
Will you be my Valentine and do a recap?
God damn it. No!
Please?
Nope. I don't love you. Keep that in.
There's just the perfect pause before.
Yeah, there's silence.
If I'm quiet long enough, I can get him to say that he'll do
Good
it.
Thing it's you.
Fuck you! You're not my Valentine.
You had to stop the silence to say, if I'm quiet long enough.
Because I didn't want you to feel bad or anybody to feel bad. I didn't want anyone to actually get uncomfortable. I was planning on being quiet for like 10 minutes.
I think Adam was a little uncomfortable.
Adam loves it.
I was acting.
Acting. I am an actor.
So you were uncomfortable.
The next recap is me, but it's on my birthday.
Oh,
so
shit.
So it's Eric.
Wait, we can't record next Friday.
I don't want to make Eric work hard on my birthday.
I'm pretty sure it's not on the calendar because I was going to go play Magic.
Wait, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, no, it is there.
So shut the fuck up.
Damn it.
Well, why don't we just we can just skip that weekend.
But then he won't write a recap for you for your birthday for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Eric needs to do a recap next week.
Please.
Look don't worry. We won't do anything this time. It'll be really easy.
Please.
Oh, look at all of us. Yes. He's good.
Pretty please for you.
You can tell by his fake face now that he's definitely doing it because he knows we want him to.
For your place.
Love that you can layer them. It makes
oh my god.
I think this is a great recap.
This is the recap. Right now. So he's writing it as he just won't let us
Done.
Play. Yeah, exactly.
There. I did it.
He won't let us play.
That's
so there's nothing
exactly what happened.
No, that's next week's recap.
That's exactly what will happen.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
But you will do the recap. Yay! I'm writing it down. Eric will do the recap next week. I wrote it down in the notes.
It's recorded.
Look at his grouchy face. He's going to do it for Abby, not for me. Oh, hi, dog licking your butthole. Will you stop it? Will you stop licking your butthole? What's up, guys?
Hi.
Is that part of the recap?
Yeah, there's a recap.
All right. I did an experiment. I'll read it to you.
Oh my god.
Science.
Science. Can you put the mic a little closer to your mustache?
How's that?
That's great.
All right. Spastic scarecrows twitch in cascading rain amid hushed feeble whinnies that belie distress. Wet straw ignites as our foes are slain. Glimpse of magic wooden doors alluring grain as a gangster and king make plummeting egress. Spastic scarecrows twitch in cascading rain.
It's a villanelle.
Paladin thresh and reap with scorching spiked chain. Druid clasping treebane, his love of nature profess. Wet straw ignites as our foes are slain. Jarring hay-stuffed golem belches fire's arcane. Its lumbering, lurching march says, in death you'll acquiesce. Spastic scarecrows twitch in cascading rain. With lightning, waves of thunder, and sacred flame arraign, and horrific eldritch magic, scarecrow souls we dispossess. Wet straw ignites as our foes are slain. Vaporously scale this robot like you would a crane, then compel the wicked monster, make it with you obsess. Spastic scarecrows twitch in cascading rain. Wet straw ignites as our foes are slain.
Whoa.
Whoa, that was a true villanelle? Was that a villanelle?
That was a villanelle, yeah.
Amazing!
How did you get your job with an English major?
That's so amazing! Can you send us those so we can read it?
Yeah.
Because I had to close my eyes and just focus to make sure I was trying to get everything. That was amazing. So awesome.
Yeah. That was... And so well rhymed. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
Where do I put this in Damtop in?
Yes, that's I think fine. So, right? That's Thank where our you. Chats go. Rage against the dying of the scarecrows.
That was incredible. I wanna look.
And so succinct. It was the word economy was
I didn't get all of the things that happened, of course, but
well, you never can.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is perfect.
And I don't know anyway, yeah, I didn't have enough time to sort of very little time. So I didn't have enough time to kind of play around and get the meter right and stuff, but
It sounded amazing.
Oh, I noticed. I totally noticed that.
You were like, 1, 2, 3, 4, what? How dare you?
But I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, really, like, I just looked up, what is the four?
Yes, and you do. You are so good. You've done that. Every time you write something that's just writing, it's amazing. And, like,
it's really your true.
Intelligence and, like, depth always comes through, and it's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, this is awesome. It's amazing.
You know, that's how Dylan Thomas does it too. He just Googles what is the form of a villanelle and then just fills it in. So
the first hit is, you know, is this recap?
Wow. Is this recap?
It's like when you search for Xantris or whatever.
Oh my God. I love this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good job.
Yay.
So soulful. Hello? What's going on?
One sec,
sorry.
Oh,
dice. He's getting the dice.
Oh, like real dice?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you feel bad that I called Will a gangster?
I thought you were talking about the other guy. No, I'm just kidding. Will, none of us are upset by that. That's just the truth. It's just the truth.
Oh my gosh, what are we doing? We're not still fighting, are we?
Yeah, we're still fighting.
We got a big old scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Do we know whose turn it is?
I was about to say, I can't remember if the last person was Batwack or the scarecrows. I think it was the scarecrows.
Well, let's see. The scarecrow just took two big swings and
okay.
There was some calculation we did wrong. The first time
because of Roscoe climbing all over it.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you right, went, then right. they went. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So that's right. Adam saved me by arguing that Roscoe was hanging off of an arm, so it should have been harder.
But so the scarecrows did take their turn.
Correct.
That seems right. I think that's right.
I know whose turn it is now. If that's the case, I just needed to remember.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's what I was what I was gonna do at the end of last session before you ended it was to take Roscoe's held action.
Oh yeah, holy shit.
Have an action.
Good memory.
Heck yes.
Okay.
Because Roscoe held the action because somebody communicated to him, like, don't attack it.
Yes, will do.
Right.
Bathwack is trying to turn it away. Now that the scarecrow, that the big scarecrow is headed away from the inn.
Yeah.
Roscoe is going to attack it with tree bait.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Rafina, you have some time. You've been given a reprieve. Oof. What's the thing where you're on death row and then, like, they call and are like, not today? A stay
I
of...
I think it's called... Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a stay something. Of execution.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's what you have.
You're...
Not
okay.
today.
That's how it goes, right?
Not today.
It's the governor. It's from the Green Mile. That's a
That's
quote.
That's all the time he had to say
not
anything.
Today.
Not today.
Click.
I chew on my That's cigar.
And I, for, yeah, I don't know if like it's just the action that gets held or the bone. I'm not going to try to be anything fancy. I don't think. I'm just going to start with trying to.
I think you took part of your turn. That's when you climbed up to its head and then you held an action. It wasn't a delayed turn, so it's the action specifically.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then I will roll to attack its head with treebane.
Bam.
Nice.
This is the battle axe plus one. And is there anything we have to remember about? There's no kind of fairy fire happening.
This yeah, I don't think so.
He's compelled to duel. I don't think that affects you, though.
No.
That's what's making him follow Bathwax.
Yeah. And Bathwack did 51 damage to him, so let's see if you can beat that.
I mean, probably not.
I know.
Although, I do have some... What do I have? I've got some shit. Oh, I've got that, which I already used earlier, allowing me to disengage. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to do it. All right, here we go. Oh, fingers crossed. Public roll.
That is a 12 to hit. That does hit.
It does.
It does.
How cool!
Great news.
All right. And did it already roll damage? I click to roll damage? All right.
It is. So 7 slashing damage and then an extra 2. I think if it's a plant thing, which it definitely is. So that is 12 damage to the giant scarecrow. Some straw poofs out from its burlap hood and is brought to the ground by the driving rain, which seems to be abating a bit at this point. All right. Rafina.
Hi.
Hi. The executioner is here. What are you doing? Let's see. Let's remind everybody.
The
so
executioner.
You and Mo were kind of along the side of the building. There's some scarecrows around you.
Yeah.
There's some coming up behind. There's some in front. Those few in front are between you and the large scarecrow, which is faced away from you. Roscoe is on its head, smacking it. which, by the way, has ended the compelled duel, Bathwack. Mm. Okay. Bathwack is in front of the scarecrow, but floating in the air because he's flying with his boots. Will is hovering above sort of the north corner of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stable in the back is still on fire. Sin had run into there, ostensibly to save Lachrymose.
And the end of the horse. Last turn, you had said, just this was my last note, was a sad, pitiful whinny from the barn and Sin yelling.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you doing?
Right. So, are the scarecrows actively... Well, never mind. I guess it doesn't matter because this is my 6 seconds to act.
They have been... I think they came up and hit Mo and maybe you or tried
right.
to. I think it's the last
and so
thing
they're sort of approaching us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but I've heard this whinny.
You have heard this whinny.
I've heard the whinny, and what I'd really like to do. I heard the whinny. I'm going to attempt banishment on the giant guy.
Okay.
Now, with Roscoe touching him, would Rafina worry about Roscoe accidentally getting sucked into the other dimension with the creature?
What does the spell say?
The spell says, one creature that you can see to another plane of existence. So if it's just one creature, then...
Yeah, I don't think it's like a physical like orb that sucks it in. I think it's like your will against theirs.
If there's a comedic way to get Roscoe, like part of him stuck
right, like
in
his
it,
pants.
That would happen.
I'm going to leave that to Roscoe. Seems like something Roscoe
like
would...
his thumb.
His bra. Right.
His bra.
His man bra. What did they call on Seinfeld?
A magician.
The bro. The bro, bro is what like they call on
everything,
Seinfeld.
Everything he's carrying is all made out of straw. Just goes.
No, we all know this is how Roscoe loses his dick to an interdimensional glory.
Yeah.
Interdimensional.
It was
glorial.
Worth it though.
But that holy exactly. Goodness. It was totally the way for it to go. Like
wow.
You know. All right.
And it's only for a minute.
It's only for a minute unless his dick is of a different plane, then it stays there.
Wait,
oh, right, right.
We
that's
know
true.
That. He's like right. from another world. That's oh. What the... Oh no!
Oh yikes!
Oh no! Oh, his no. dick makes it before he does. The rest
it's the
of the
right.
campaign is Roscoe just trying to reunite with his wiener.
Oh, Tanya so and much. My penis.
Oh, Tanya!
Tanya and my penis.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
All right.
No, no, wait. But how does this work? So if like there's another plane and you know,
art of you
get your arm stuck in it, right?
Yeah.
Like you can still feel your arm, right? It's like
oh, yeah,
it's like
it would exist.
It's like, you know, just another dimension, right?
And like, it's there. It's in both places.
But would your nerves be able to read electronic signals through
I mean,
plane?
I got to say this is a shitty glory hole if you can't feel it.
Yeah, I mean
by definition.
Yeah.
Well, oh my lord. The layers.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, so yes, I am sending banishment.
Now, in the past, you have physically hurled things at the figures you've been trying to banish.
Right. Yes.
Most famously, perhaps a banana.
The banana.
Was used.
Yes.
So, is there something specifically that you have chucked at this giant scarecrow? I need to know.
Yes. So, that's Mo next to me, right?
It is.
I'm not going to throw Mo. Don't worry.
Don't throw Mo.
But I am going to grab his loincloth.
Now, I will remind you.
He's wearing
he's
a suit.
He's not wearing a loincloth.
Mo
he's
is,
not wearing
is,
anything.
Is wearing
he's wearing
a three-piece
yep.
suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's originally what I wanted, but it doesn't feel like it's going to come off in one yank.
Well, at least one of the three pieces.
Very upset. Yeah, one
that's
of the
true.
Three
okay. Well, is he wearing a cummerbund?
Of course he is.
Okay, good. Then I grab the cummerbund because I think actually Will has the loincloth. Or did you just throw it away?
Yes, I have the loincloth.
You do have it. Okay.
Abby,
yes, I still have it. Oh my goodness.
I thought glory hole was dirty, but cummerbund? Come on.
And did you
cut
hear how
out.
I said it? No. All right, so I whip it off him.
Woo!
And it becomes enervated with my bananishment power. And I do the woo woo over my head really fast and whip it at the
Rafina's
creature.
Used to that.
And
woo,
the cat, it's very yeah, it's very Chippendale. And then
Rescue
I,
Rangers.
I and hopefully it tangles around the ankle of the creature.
Ooh.
All right, well, we'll see. So I believe he needs to make some sort of a check. What kind of a check does this
scarecrow
have to
make? Does Mo have a dollar bill to give me? I'm just kidding.
Oh, you want to be his lawyer so that way it's confidential?
You're
no.
referring to Better Call Saul.
That's a lawyer yeah. reference.
Better Call Saul reference.
No, it's not. Not specifically. All right, what do I need to do?
charisma saving throw. Okay. Must succeed on a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do it at. Oh, oops! Wait! Because I want to make sure that this definitely succeeds.
Okay.
I haven't done anything at level 6 yet, so maybe this is the time.
I will say, when you cast banishment at a higher level, it doesn't make it better. It lets you banish more things.
Oh, I didn't read that. I'm sorry. I should have read that. Yeah. So if, never mind.
Yeah, I would. Ooh. I would suggest not wasting a spell slot.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not you
gonna
mentioned
make,
it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to lower the or raise. You know.
Yes, yeah. I understand the DC. Well, what is the DC? Yeah.
It says DC 16.
Okay.
And it's charisma. I can't imagine.
It's not very charismatic.
He has a very good charisma.
And he rolled.
Which one is that?
A natural
a one or a 20?
A natural one?
Who remembers?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a one. It's a one, right?
It is a one!
Yay!
Because... What do you? Does anybody remember what a natural 20 is?
Oh,
it's the bowling pin.
Spanakopita.
No, Spanakopita is whether just for Alex. Crit anything. Success or fail. You'll learn. You're the new guy.
Yeah, I know. It's my 32nd session.
Yep. It's still
you've been
new.
Doing this for
still
like
new.
2 years, probably at this point.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is a critical fail on the part of the giant scarecrow.
Yeah.
So, Roscoe, you see out of the corner of your eye something hurling through the air, flapping in formal wear majesty. This cummerbund is shot. It's an elastic one, so Rafina pulled it back. Pew! And it wraps around the ankle.
Elastic?
Yeah, yeah.
What land do we live in? Like, does it last?
It's a Tivoli style.
No, I want to know.
Cummerbund.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you cannot.
Yeah. There's some Velcro on it.
Elastic? Get the fuck out of here. You cannot. I was going to say, is elastic in this world that is not Will's actual world? Elastic doesn't exist in Will's world. You cannot say
all right,
that's a Tivoli.
All right, you see this elastic cummerbund twanging through the air, and you're like, that guy, cummerbund, and you're
cummer
like,
rubber band.
And you're like, Bill Suit did not sell me a Tivoli suit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, that was a fucking knockoff.
Wow. That's a shock.
It's like, what those are like Roy bands, you know?
Was his name really Bill Suit? That wasn't
yes.
name. For real? He took the character from...
Yes.
From,
yeah,
it's from the wiki, probably.
Okay, so Bill Suit. I'm gonna... Now this is gonna be a revenge show. Like, obviously, we're going
turn
to go
around.
Back and kill him, right? Gosh. Okay, didn't send...
All right,
which
so...
belies its cheapness. Okay, just taking notes.
So, yeah, this cummerbund wraps itself around the ankle closest to Rafina and Mo, its left ankle, if you're so curious. And it looks like it kind of catches it, and it stumbles to fall, but as opposed to falling, it just blinks out of existence. And you feel like the way that it fell, Rafina's strike with this elastic cummerband was so masterful.
Cummerbund.
It's so weird. This elastic cummerbund was, it's because it's elastic band,
right,
I think is
yes,
what it is.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Elastic cummerbund was so masterful that you would worry about, like, a part of you, like, some extremity of you potentially getting transported into this other plane. Like, some part of your body, like, outside of your, like, core, something sticking out of it, could have maybe gotten caught and taken away, but it pulled it away from your body in such a way that you found yourself not only free of having any limbs or members or organs being snatched away from you, you are tumbling and immediately find yourself 2 feet on the ground, ready for action as the scarecrow has disappeared into nothingness.
Oh boy, oh boy. That's awesome.
Wow.
So you do have your penis, is what I'm saying.
I do have my penis. I was thinking maybe I don't know if we've ever discussed Roscoe. Roscoe has a tie, probably, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
He's got his his special.
However I drew him, he's right behind the screen. Look at him. Look at him. I based it very much. Yeah, he has a plaid tie.
So a piece of everyone's formal wear is going to get sucked away.
No. Natural one. You don't even lose your tie.
I don't. So like, but there was a moment, right? Like uh-huh. He, and I can't say lucky tie because no part about Roscoe's is lucky. The only, aww, he has a lucky coin that Tanya gave him, but like his tie is like very important to him because it catches any mustard that doesn't make
it's
it
a
into
bib.
His mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's not a tie. It's a
you
bib.
Guys thought he had a yellow tie.
It's his a mustard tie. Yeah. And so like there's a moment where he's kind of like floating over the blank space where this like scarecrow has just kind of been sucked into another dimension, and the tie is kind of like about to be pulled into it also. But then it's like at the last moment, like, he's safe and his tie is safe.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
All right. So that's cool. So now the big scarecrow is gone for a certain amount of time.
And
for
Abby, I will say with a natural one, you don't think it's coming back.
Oh my gosh.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my bananishment. I do a little, I'm very happy. Even though there are scarecrows encroaching upon my
there are. You
person.
Do have the rest of your turn left.
Right, which just involves whether or not I move, right?
Correct. And if you move away from the scarecrow, it will get an opportunity attack, but that might be a price you're willing to pay to extricate yourself to safety. That's up
to you.
Right,
exactly. It might be. I really wish that I could jump really high right now. But probably even that would count, wouldn't it?
It would. As,
yeah.
Anytime you leave a square that is threatened by an enemy.
Okay, but I would argue that if you could just like jump straight up, any enemy would be like, what the fuck?
No,
they would
not
be
a
like,
scarecrow.
Yeah, let me just attack. Not a scarecrow. Okay, right. In this situation, right.
Scarecrow is
obviously
used to physical oddities. In the fact that it is itself an animated bundle of straw.
Yes.
So a humanoid jumping up high does not faze
it. Okay, all right, cool.
For my second, for my movement then, I'm going to, Rafina looks at Mo and lifts her eyebrows. And Mo, does Mo seem ready for anything? Like he's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Rafina, I don't know what you're telling me, but
this
I'm going to.
This is his. His jam
help.
Right now. Yes.
All
right.
So Rafina leaves her square in order to scale Mo's body and stand on his shoulders.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
And that may mean that any attack may go to Mo, but Rafina will help fend them off.
Yeah, that is in fact what happens. So he sticks out a hand to you and you can scramble up his arm. Up onto his shoulders. Let me just send you to front so I can put your icon on top of his. And yes, and then Mo does take the brunt of the attempted attack from the scarecrow. There's only one scarecrow right next to you. So it's just a single opportunity attack.
And I don't know why Mo. I did that because I'm sure Mo has fewer
that misses.
Points than I. Okay, few.
No, this is his element. He's good.
I figured he'd like that. I just hate it when Mo dies. It happens almost every battle.
I know, poor
passes
Mo.
Out. He's never
done. Yes, that's good. The way to
You're up on his shoulders, looking down. You do have a bonus action left if you have one that you need or want to use.
So as a bonus action, why isn't this sorted by bonus actions? I'm going to make a list.
We should fire whoever didn't do that.
It's probably me.
Fired.
No. All right. Well,
it's a step too far for Abby.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm trying
to. No, you're my biggest defender, Abby.
Yeah, Abby, you're great.
Alex is always on my case.
Alex is always
I don't have any bonus actions. They don't exist. I can't find them on my sheet.
Alex,
opportunity
I have to admit,
missed.
When you weren't here, I said that when Abby first saw you, the strange feeling she had about your person.
You have to set it up and say how romantic. She was talking very romantically, like when she was a kid, she had like a feeling, like a weird kind of time traveling feeling, like that you would be a part of her life. It's a beautiful
and
moment.
I attribute it to potentially
moment.
To the uncanny valley effect.
And it was the best joke ever. Good.
Oh, okay. I have one that says casting time, one bonus action. So
there
I can
you go.
Use that as a bonus action. Hooray. All right. It's healing word. And even though I didn't, even though what's his face, Mo, did not get injured, I'm going to heal him regardless.
He's taken some hits. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to quickly healing word him.
Cool. Wasn't there something that made your healing better? Or was that just people in that area? It was like something like you would get the max healing from Beacon of Hope.
Oh, it was Beacon of Hope.
Any creatures within range, 30 feet. It was him. Let's say it was him. I think he was in that. Sure. So healing word. So it's a 1d4 plus 4. And so it's just 4 plus 4. So he gets 8 hit points.
Oh, good.
Cool. And you get 3 if you're missing any.
Oh, I am indeed.
Thanks to your life domain.
Well,
that's Rafina's
my domain.
Everybody.
Don't wear life. It out.
Life.
Rafina sure doesn't.
I sure don't what?
Wear out your life domain.
Oh.
That's
all
a
right.
Life joke.
And now it's Mo's turn. So he's got you up on his shoulders. And you would think that would hinder him, but no, he seems to be thriving in this situation. So he gets to stab, stab, stab. So he's going to try to stab, stab, stab the 3 scarecrows that are surrounding him. So that is a hit, a miss, and a hit. But because you're on his shoulders, you can aid him.
Oh, yay!
So you can roll a d20, Rafina. And we'll see if you can help him hit all 3. Because he missed one of them.
Big money, no whammies. Oh, sucky.
Well, it's just a base 9, but there's a bonus to that based on your something. Let me look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of roll is it?
I didn't know what to have you roll. It was just a d20 roll, but it's like, I just need to look at your sheet here. Where are you?
Like, which thingy would I add to it?
So yeah, it'd be like dexterity or like something like that. It'd be dex based because you're like balancing up there and like helping to guide him. So it's actually plus 3. So that's a 12.
Nice.
To your roll to add to his. So yeah, all 3 of these scarecrows, you're able to help guide his hand with this last one, and they're all taken out.
I like it when we get to the point in the battles where Eric is ready for us to move on and we start killing them really fast. It's nice.
Well, the scarecrows were dying fast anyway,
but that's true.
I want to look over, see if he cheated about that giant scarecrow disappearing.
And Mo's going to move over about. Back towards the group of 3.
I don't know where it was.
With you on his shoulders to try to take them down. He sees that as the biggest threat right now. All right. Will.
Oh, fuck.
You're floating in the air.
Yeah.
The giant scarecrow has disappeared.
Yes.
There's a flaming stable with Sin inside. Right. There's 2 scarecrows.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. Thank you so much for setting it up, but I
you're
know
welcome.
Exactly
what
are
you doing?
Fucking do. I'm flying.
No, what are you doing?
I'm flying over to the flaming stable.
Yep.
And seeing if I can look in, if it's just a complete mess or whatever. Because
give me a perception check.
I just want to explain. Will doesn't know that thing isn't coming back, so he thinks that this guy might be able to help. That's the important thing, is to save this guy probably.
Okay.
What?
Perception.
Okay. Thank you.
13. You see Sin inside. There's flames like surrounding him. He may be even on fire himself, but he's trying to. Looks like he's fighting with a stable door, or not a. whatever, you know, in a stable or right, a corral.
Yeah, like
there's
a
like
thing
the end
where
of,
that
a
stops
stall,
the horse from running
a stall
out.
Door.
Yeah, yeah.
He's struggling with a stall door.
But does it look like if I go in there, I'm going to catch fire?
Maybe.
Or is this potentially like a fire situation that we might have had in town sometime?
The stable is significantly on fire. So going in, you may be risking...
Okay, but I'm magic now, okay?
Uh-huh.
So fuck it. I used to be a regular human, and now I can, like, if I really think something's going to collapse, I blast a hole in the ceiling and I survive. That's fucking fine. I'm going to save this idiot who shot me in the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shish kebab him with life juice in you.
Yes, I have so many hit points. So I'm
going to. It is liquid.
Ew!
It's viscous and white.
What?
Eric.
It's true.
Shut the fuck up.
It's
I
true.
Thought it was green, and I do Mm-mm. not accept this turn of events Mm-mm. at this point. Retroactively, we will be returning to the moment where Bathwack put his white viscous fluid into Will. And it will not be happening.
Mutiny!
This feels like, I don't know, this feels Cover like bun. A count... This feels like a counterbalance to you strong-arming Eric into doing the recap for Andy's birthday. Like, if that's going to happen, then also this and the cummerbund and, like all this elastic stuff.
Shut the
just,
fuck up. All right.
I'm sorry.
You're right, but I hate you. Okay, let's go.
So you're going in with the flaming
Can at least
table.
Be runny?
That doesn't help!
Yeah.
Stop it!
Amazing.
It's like
Stop
the
it!
Least viscous liquid you can imagine.
Stop it! I quit! It's so funny because you know what? KT says a yes, but like Will is so okay.
But Will's not hearing any of this.
Will isn't hearing any of that. I kept that separate. Uh-huh. So he's fine. Separate. He's just going to fly into this stupid barn and save this dumb guy.
All right. There's flames all around. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck. I'm good at dexterity, so it's time to
saving
fucking...
throw.
Oh, shit. Wait, that's not... Shit. Is that right? That was right. Okay,
that was really good.
A 21!
All right.
That's fucking right!
Hell yeah.
Yep. So you can see that the stable
like
door
when
is...
I picture that I fly through and I see a window on the opposite side, and so uh-huh. I literally pick him up. To try to fucking get him out. But like,
oh, you
like
don't
I'm
care
to...
about the horse?
Well, no, Will doesn't. But if Sin says, no, I got to save this fucking horse, then I would try to open the fucking door. God
so yeah, you try to pick him up. And yeah, he's like, no, Lacrimose.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And then I yank on the door because I know he's just going to be stupid.
So you just
and
yank
stubborn.
On it?
Yeah.
Athletics check.
Great. Oh, wait, is two checks in a...
Listen, you're fine.
So... Will does this and then later sees the push sign.
Yes. Oh my god, my
That's
athletics
a five.
Is always bad. It's always
yeah, this
bad.
Door is stuck. And the flames are raging around you. Roscoe! You have just found yourself 2 feet on the ground, a dick attached to your crotch. Bathwax floating above you. You can see a couple scarecrows around. In the distance, you peer through the rain, which is letting up, and you see Rafina standing on Mo's shoulders. Will just zoomed into the flaming stable. What are you doing?
I was not prepared for my turn.
Wow. That's a good noise, though. That was a good prepared uh-huh. noise.
What is going on over here? Who are these?
There ones? Are three scarecrows.
Yeah, they're just like
Wait,
the scarecrow
what is
guys.
This?
It's a scarecrow. They're all
this
scarecrows.
Isn't a dog?
Oh, Where's no, the... that's Roscoe. Oh. You're right. There's two
that's
scarecrows
not Roscoe,
and a dog.
It's Oscar.
But Roscoe,
right?
Yeah, but it
Oscar
is Roscoe.
Can't be
it's Oscar.
Eric,
and
you've
you
got to stop
that?
Doing that. You keep doing
you
something.
You saying that is misrepresenting the nature
Eric
of the
Eric likes to
dog.
Do that sometimes. Okay, here. I love my husband, but this is something he does in our relationship too. So just say that, and now he's corrected, and that's okay. So what is it?
Oscar.
Because
there
no,
you go.
Yes, it is Oscar. Because here's the thing: there are theories about like what is Roscoe, what is this dog, mm-hmm. and so we have
so
to be careful.
Cut it out, cut it out, or whatever Joey used to say. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it out.
So yeah, the long-haired dachshund Oscar is over there hanging out with some scarecrows. Okay.
So does it look like the? Can we say that the scarecrows are like fucking ganging up on my dog?
Oh, yeah, they're the closest threat. Oh my or it's God. The closest threat to them.
That's terrible.
Yeah, sure. They look like they're about to encroach upon your dog's space.
Now, here's my question. Earlier, or last session, you let... I don't know if it was just like a rule of cool thing, like for the first time Roscoe is using Treebane, but... Or maybe it was because of the attack roll or something. But if Roscoe rolls well enough, can he hit both of these guys with Treebane? Like, just kind of like fucking swiping it around?
These are the enemies type of things Treebane was made for.
These are the enemies of our lives.
And so,
mm-hmm. All right,
so if it hits, it hits. All right. Roscoe yeah, rushes
Treebane
over.
Treebane was made to destroy scarecrows. Uh-huh. Scarecrows. That was specifically Treebane. What its master crafter had in mind.
Uh-huh. It's just so great that we realized, I guess, was it Adam who realized that, yeah, the straw counts as being
perfect
plant.
All right. I'm going to try to hit him with Treebane. That is a critical fail.
Oh, whoppers.
So, Roscoe.
What happens if you hit a druid with Treebane?
Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's like, I think it's a class closest to being made out of a plant.
I didn't realize that was a spectrum that we had.
Yeah, like think of that, a druid wielding Treebane.
Yeah.
It's profane almost.
Yeah. I love it though. I loved it. And now this is great that this is also
implying
happening.
That Roscoe is a druid.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Nobody I was just referring to the ever. Recap.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, whoever wrote that recap doesn't know what they're talking about. But...
They're certainly not in the Discord or on the wiki.
Wait a second. Now that's the, that is the truth. What the fuck is going on?
So Roscoe, you were so confident in this swing, right? You did this before. Yeah. You have hewn two scarecrows in twain in the past with this axe. And so you're like, I'm going to do this in a cool way. So you like take this cool like low stance and you hold the axe in one hand and you swing it at the first one knowing that you're going to hit through it and into the second one in this cool super spiral motion, even though they're like on opposite sides of you, whereas in the past they were right next to each other. Mm. And again, the rain is almost nothing at this point. It's really dissipating, but the handle of the axe is still wet. And the axe flies out of your hand on the initial swing and flies off into the darkness.
Oh no! That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, Roscoe. Sorry.
Do you have a bonus action to use, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Is it boomerang axe handle?
I'm wondering,
more like
if...
boomer axe angle.
Okay, now listen to this. This is gotta be. Come on, this would be pretty cool if you just let me do this.
All right, say it so we can agree.
Wait. I'm getting Beetlejuice flashbacks right now. This is Michael Keaton. Okay, all right. Just let me.
All right.
I'll judge whether it's Michael Keaton, Abby. That's my favorite.
I leave it to you,
Adam.
Katie.
You better do a really good Michael Keaton impression.
I'm not doing that. As Beetlejuice.
No, as in that movie better. About predator sex child
what the
priests.
What? Wait, he's Eric. In that one?
What's it called?
Yeah, Spotlight.
In Boston. Yeah, Spotlight. I always forget the name of that movie. Yeah, he's the newspaper editor.
I never saw it, but oh my gosh.
I love Michael Keaton so much. Abby, I'm sorry to be rude to you before, but I just...
And Adam, I'm sorry I derailed your everything.
He's researching right now. It's fine.
I just... God, I love Beetlejuice. Abby and I went to Beetlejuice and we dressed up, didn't we?
Right, Katie brought, like...
Oh my God.
Really fun stuff. And oh my gosh. That was a day.
That was one of my favorite days. I loved that.
That was really fun.
We haven't been to like the movies in so long. We should go to the movies. I'm thinking
Adam's
Abby and
talk.
I were just
Shut
talking
up.
About piercing ourselves. Just Adam would love to hear that.
Adam, are you happy to hear that?
We're going to pierce each other.
You're going to pierce each other, Adam. Adam would love it. He's not. He's trying not to smile. He's trying to be super serious. He smiled.
He's grossed out.
I would like to suggest that Roscoe, having successfully cast Misty Step earlier in the combat, I think I would love for him to Misty Step to the spot where the axe is flying and catch it and attack again. So, like, he has thrown it. It's spinning. He Misty Steps over there to catch it and brings it down. Maybe not on both, but on at least one of the scarecrows over here. So it misses one and goes through and goes over. He Misty Steps, catches it, and hits the other scarecrow.
Tell me, is Misty Step a full action or a bonus action?
It's a bonus action.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So
and that's why, yeah, I'm just looking at the spells that I have that are bonus actions.
Incredible. Give me an Arcana check, Roscoe.
Okay. Sure, I guess I'll do that. 16.
Okay. Roscoe. Adam.
Okay.
I will allow this to happen with a 16, but visually as this happens, something needs to occur that could potentially reveal something about Roscoe in terms of his backstory. Does that make sense at all?
Give us another piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Something would have to happen that potentially reveals something about Roscoe. No, so my question is, does it reveal something that Roscoe knows?
Not necessarily.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Interesting.
You're going to drop a nudie photo of Tanya.
Yeah, he's going to airdrop it to all your iPhones. Because Rafina's on the other side of the inn.
Yeah, because I'm in a fucking fiery barn.
That's true.
Like, I won't even see it anyway. It's just bath whack. Sad. Guys, somebody tell me what happens.
Interesting. And I have to decide that? I might need some time. So, Roscoe is planning this really cool move. He's going for the first scarecrow with low to the ground. He swings with the axe. How much of this is intentional? Who knows? The axe slips out of his hand. And in that moment, as it rotates through the air, spinning slow motion, Roscoe zaps out of existence in the spot that he was in his combat pose. And
he's gone? He's just gone?
Quick camera pan / pivot over, I don't know how many yards.
Who cares?
3-4 yards over?
It's impossible.
Yards?
Entire lawns! I don't know who sees this. Probably nobody.
Bathwack.
Somebody fucking better.
Bathwack does. He's bored.
Bathwack's bored and is looking over. Okay. So what Bathwack sees, especially because it's very well lit by the
maybe
fire.
Shimi sees. Maybe he's looking out a window back here. Okay, oh, Shimi maybe. Sees. Babe, Shimi sees out this window right there. There listen. We go. And now I have a
why baby. Don't you DM?
I want to be able to hear what happens. Okay.
And right. Oscar certainly sees. So in the destination spot, a very peculiar image unfolds almost like
Imagine a bag of flour.
I knew that was coming.
I'm picturing it.
The end.
No, it's imagine like the Big Bang, right? It starts with this little teeny speck, right? So usually in the last time Roscoe cast Misty Step, it just is kind of this instantaneous, like he's here and now he's over here. Mm-hmm. But this time, for some reason, he doesn't just appear full bodied. There's this little speck of light that he kind of tumbles out of at the same time as like the speck of light kind of expands as he himself expands and falls out of the speck. So it starts out like it's like a tiny Roscoe, but like only instantaneously, and he tumbles out as this speck, this hole expands, and around him as he's falling out, it's like weirdly reminiscent of a ball pit. But instead of like the balls from like the ball pit from the puzzle, the coyote's puzzle, he is like tumbling out of a this conglomeration of like different color oozing slimy creepy looking orbs that are kind of like clamoring up, and it's almost like he's escaping from them as he stumbles out of them, as Roscoe kind of emerges fully like his own size and shape. There's a look of kind of terror in his eyes, but this is all just in like in a flash, right?
Yeah.
And as he appears, it's not just balls. It's like these are not like orbs like that you would like or spheres from this reality. They're like Lovecraftian. Like there's something very looming and foreboding and terrible about these.
These orbs see you.
Yeah, they're like eyes, but like without any kind of eye-like features about them.
They're like four-dimensional.
Observers.
Four-dimensional, five-dimensional.
So different colors, oozing, slimy, creepy, Lovecraftian, looming, foreboding balls.
Yeah.
I literally am just, I'm not actually trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to,
I
wrote down all those words because at first I was picturing like Orbeez colors of balls. And now I'm like, oh, nope, wrong image.
Different, okay. Different, like when I say multicolor, it's like different shades of void.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Like colors from like another dimension, like beyond even like,
unknowable phloem.
What the fuck?
Unknowable phloem.
That's Adam's memoir title. Different shades of void.
And just like that, like Roscoe appears, and this like this hole that grew from the speck of almost like dark light, immediately like just kind of retracts back into itself with like a vacuum sound and pop. And now Roscoe's here. And is there any of that Eric that you need or want to like edit or amend or?
No, as you pop into existence and the orbs are slowly but also immediately invisible, you have the axe Treebane in your hand and it kind of comes down almost as an afterthought and chops down cleanly in the scarecrow in front of you. And it falls to the ground.
Nice.
Very cool. Woo-hoo.
And the other scarecrow standing there is like, "Oh, did that have to do with your backstory?"
No, it's just, "Woo, that was close." Bathwack.
you're floating in the air 15 feet up or so. Your foe with a capital F has disappeared into nothingness. Who knows if or when it will be back. Rafina is riding Mo's shoulders down to your south with a couple scarecrows around. You saw that entire thing that Roscoe/Adam just described with Roscoe. Will has flown valiantly into a burning building to save a relative stranger. What are you doing?
Were the orbs looking at me? Did I feel like they could see me?
Probably.
Adam. Alex has a good question.
What's the question? Oh, are the orb? What? Repeat.
Do the
sorry,
orbs
I was
see him.
Taking
are
notes.
They looking at?
Yeah,
that way?
Yeah, of course.
I would say
do the
yes.
orbs have your penis now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you, as you kind of look over, and for, in that moment, that like it's definitely like an Eye of Sauron moment, but with
Palantir.
Kind of countless, is Pippin.
Yeah, countless eyes, countless these like eye-like spheres of perfect void blackness,
wow.
Kind of. Like are shimmering all over, and like first their like gaze is fixed on Roscoe, and then like just before they flash out of existence, they look in the distance and fix on you, and maybe there's something about what they see in you that makes them flash out like that. I don't know. Maybe that's up to Eric.
Maybe.
He just says nothing.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.